Hare Krishna, but a few quick questions here from Bhakta Tom in Wales, or at least the questions are quick, or the answers are going to be quick. He says, I'm reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, quote, whether he's offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. So Tom admits and he says, even though I chant offensively Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, why aren't tears filling my eyes? Well, Tom, Narottam Das Thakur is also asking that same question. Goranga Buriti Habipula Kashari. When will that day come when I chant Lord Chaitanya's name and the hairs of my body will stand on end? So, you're in good company. The experience is that if we chant, call out for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in a really heartfelt mood, raise our arms up in the air, call out loudly, then we will feel that shivering within our body. We will see tears in our eyes. Certainly in a much easier way than we do than when we chant Hare Krishna. And the answer, therefore, is try it. Do it. Keep doing it until it happens. His second question is, was Prabhupada Shaktavashavatar? Most certainly. Srila Prabhupada was empowered by the preaching potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, and as a result, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So when a living entity is empowered by the Shakti of the Lord, then he's called Shaktavish. And to add to that, anyone who preaches and spreads the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also a Shaktavish avatar. May not be empowered to the extent that Srila Prabhupada was empowered, or rather than saying may not be, so most likely not empowered to the extent that Srila Prabhupada was. But Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Shakti Vininaha Tava Prabhatana. You can't preach unless you're empowered by Krishna. One needs that empowerment. One needs that power of attorney from the Lord in order to preach. And for those who are actually active, enthusiastic preachers, they're also Shaktavesh. But to a different degree. There are different degrees of Shaktavesh avatar. Just like all devotees are empowered with Bhakti Shakti. But no one's empowered with Bhakti Shakti like Narada Muni, for instance, who's the empowerment of the Lord's devotional potency. And his third question is, did the inhabitants of Vrindavan wonder how Balaram was born of Rohini, though Vasudeva was imprisoned and therefore unable to conceive a child? Vasudeva was imprisoned, but Rohini came to Vrindavan already in a pregnant state. She was already pregnant when she arrived in Vrindavan. Vasudeva sent her there. I was worried that Kamsa was going to throw her in prison as well. And then the concept of Vasudeva and Devaki being in prison, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that sometimes they're in and sometimes they're out, or at least one such reference is made like that. And the indication was from commentaries and Gopal Champu is that they were not always in chains. There are lakes around the Janmastan birthplace where Vasudeva would bathe or Devaki would bathe. They were coming and going. They weren't just chained down inside. The residence place where they were living is called Malapur, or the city, the poor of the wrestlers, which was behind Kamsa's palace. And that's where they were. And sometimes Vasudeva most likely would be able to also go home and stay in his own home until Kamsa had another change of heart, and then again put him into prison or put him in confinement or put him under watch. So that was the way in which Vasudeva and Devaki lived for all those years until Krishna's birth. Therefore, when it says that they lived in prison, it seems to be a little different than what we conceive of as sticking someone into solitary confinement and keeping them in chains for a period of 8-9 years. And Rohini Devi was living in Mathura during that time, up until Vasudeva decided that he was going to send her away to safety to his friend, and actually more than friend, his relative, because they related Nanda Maharaj. And that's it for today. We'll continue tomorrow. Thank you. Hare Krishna.